Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a show in season 5. If I could...
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Shut up, Leonard.
Wiggler and Jazz, here till it ends. Meet it to pass or fail, Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline makes you say...
Touché.
Community building is here to stay.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's community building here on Post Show Recaps, talking about Community Season 5, Episode 8, App Development and Condiments. Hello, I am Josh Wiggler. I am joined here by my co-host, who is always a 5 out of 5 meow meow beans, Jess Sterling. Jess, you got a little spot of something on your...
No, it's mustard.
On your cheek. What is
that? The only way people will listen to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you think that people really do command attention with food on their face? Is that a thing?
Not in the right way.
Yeah. Like suddenly, like you do get like people's attention. Mm-hmm. And once you have their attention, are you not now in a position to like speak power, like, you know, truth to power and such?
Yeah, the thing with yellow mustard, though, is that I feel like it leaves a stain. So I do think that poor Britta, especially the end when she full-on takes Starbird's sandwich and just wipes it on her face, which, questionable move there, Britta. Starburns a sandwich of all people.
There's not a lot of question about that move. For me, it was gross. It was gross is what it was. But it was also incredible. And much of this episode to me was really, really fun. I really liked this. This is, of course, an anticipated event here on the Community Building Podcast because the Meow Meow Beans have been with us from the start. And I've not been made aware of what that actually means. I can tell you now what I knew about the Meow Meow
Beans. Yeah, tell me what you were spoiled on.
So I knew that it was some sort of social media thing. And I basically gathered that it was like the Bryce Dallas Howard Black Mirror episode that is effectively the same thing. There's the Black Mirror episode where they go around raiding each other in the future. And it's like, we're decrying social media, right? It's a social media is bad episode. So I knew that was the case. I don't think that I could have prepared myself for like this was Mad Max, this was the apocalypse, that there would be like this high holy council of fives, including Coogler, aka Arrested Development creator Mitch Hurwitz. I didn't know that there was going to be a stand-up routine to basically fight for his life in the form of Jeff. And I absolutely had no idea that Britta was going to rise to become the chief lord of all ones, the mother of ones.
Mother of ones, yeah.
I had no idea that that was coming. So the episode itself was a real delight for me, Jess. I was very, very happy with the Meow Meow Beans. Despite knowing all of what I knew, somehow the episode still was able to deliver for me.
I'm happy about that because I kind of figured even if you knew generally what Meow Meow Beans meant, that there, unless someone completely spoiled you on the episode itself, it would still be enjoyable, right? Yes. Like if you were told, hey, there's a paintball episode. No, who cares? Like you'd still watch it and get so much enjoyment out of it. No one could have prepared you, I don't think, for like the ridiculousness of the outfits and the society that is created within a span of 8 days at Greendale.
Yeah.
It's
time
brilliant.
Moves
it's
interestingly at Greendale. If anything, Jess, I'm actually a little disappointed in how much the society developed over the course of 8 days, as in it could have developed more, because I've seen what's happened to them overnight. I've seen what's happened to them in the matter of hours, and only 8 days, and this is as far into the Meow Meow Beans apocalypse as we were able to get. Maybe I would have wanted us to just be like a little, this is where like, we should have hover cars at this point. You know what I mean? Like hoverboards and flying cars should have been established here at Greendale. At this point.
Fives don't walk. They only hover. They That's won't correct. Deign to touch the ground.
They won't. They won't. So we're talking about ones and fives on this episode of Community Building, which of course we are recording live for the patrons of Post Show Recaps. If you want to be one, you can sign up patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Jess, did I rebound well from the fact that the word Post Show Recaps stumbled out of my mouth and I turned it into like a voice?
Post Show Recaps!
It like really fell out. And so I just had to lean in. It was like a one on the delivery, but I feel like a four on the effort of redirecting. I can't grade myself. But you want to become a patron of Post Show Recaps? I did it again. If you want to become a patron of Post Show Recaps, boy, do I have the link for you. It's patreon.com/postshowrecaps, where you can listen to episodes of Community Building early and ad free. Not a single commercial on the Patreon Community Building podcast. You can watch us live, get involved in the conversation. And of course, if you can't do any of that, what we would absolutely love is to hear from you, for you to participate in our community building community. Community@postshowrecaps.com is our email address for any feedback that you want to send in. You can also, of course, use that email address to rate each episode on a scale of 0 to 4 cools. This remains open and in flux as we are rating each and every episode of Community. And of course, you want to be subscribed to the Community Building podcast feed, and you want to leave a little rating and review. You want to give us 5 Meow Meow Beans on the Apple Store. That is hugely, hugely helpful for us here on the PSR side of things. So if you take a moment out of your day, hit that 5. We would appreciate it, Shirley style. Jess, how's everything going in your neck of the woods these days? How would you rate on a scale of 0 to 5 Meow Meow Beans your day, for instance?
Ooh, that's like my today.
Why not? Let's go with today. I mean, this is the day that we're on, right?
I mean, like a 1, but that just is room for improvement, right?
Yeah. Let's get that up to a 2 by the end of this podcast.
I think we can do it. I feel very confidently that we can.
I think my day has been probably like, I would say it's between a 3 and a 3.5, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, it's rainy. It's a little slow.
It's kind of dreary, yeah.
I've gotten to do some fun podcasts today. I spoke with Rob about the season 3 premiere of Star Trek Picard, which was actually highly enjoyable, both the episode of television, but the podcast was really fun. I don't think I've ever nerded out about Star Trek on a podcast before, and Rob's a big Star Trek guy, so I was able to do a first contact Jean-Luc Picard impression. I had a good time. It was very, very good. And I'm looking forward to talking about this because I watched this one today. We're running out of time. I have not been able to do the watching every episode of season 5 twice bit for the last couple of weeks now. But this one I watched today, so it's really fresh, and I had a really fun time with it, and I'm really hyped to talk about it with you. Is this considered one of the top tier episodes of Community to your mind, Jess?
Yeah. This is one that if people are trying to, which again, fair assessment, fair argument to make, is that season 5 is the best season of Community. This is one that I think people point to as like a high watermark for the show. Proof that even after season four, they could do it again.
Yeah.
That they still have juice to be squeezed. That there is still creative things they can do with the show.
They got mustard still in the
mustard bottle. Mustard.
Yeah. Put some mustard on it.
I think this is one that people do point to. And Josh, I know we have talked about plenty on this podcast. The fact that Shirley doesn't get enough content, the fact that Shirley, there's a strong disservice done to Shirley. This episode, wonderful, amazing Shirley content.
Very, very good Shirley content. Top tier elite Shirley content in this episode of Community for sure. I think a very fun episode for most of the cast. Some of them just sort of disappear for me, but I think that that's fine. I think it was Annie who was like, we've had a lot of focus on us lately. And Shirley said, you know, speak for yourself. And so Annie doesn't have much to do here, but yeah. Shirley's got a lot to do, and it's very, very funny. And most of the cast has at least like one really funny moment.
I would argue too that like some of their roles are to kind of disappear a little bit, right? Like Annie is a four. Her role is to serve the fives, mm-hmm. not to be noticed. And so like I like that each.
Was she not a five? Ultimately?
No, she's okay. So I think you can tell because there are colored outfits that separate all of these tiers. So the fives are all in those like white kind of gown dress things, with like the triangle bib on the front, and the fours are wearing these bright, colorful, almost like Hunger Games host-esque outfits.
Okay,
very futuristic. Then you have the twos and threes in the gray onesie coverall things. And the ones are just exiled, so yeah. I don't even know what they wear.
Yeah, the onesie coverall things. Yeah, everyone's wearing kind of like future pajamas at a certain point. You know, this had like very classic literary sci-fi Brave New World vibes to it, too. It was wearing a lot of different influences this episode, and I greatly enjoyed it. Let's get into it, Jess. Let's start talking about the meow meow beans of it all. It's app development and condiments. I really had no idea that mustard would be so heavily featured in the meow meow beans episode.
I love mustard.
I'm a big mustard guy. Yeah. Big mustard guy is probably overrating it, but I love mustard. I'm a big mustard fan.
Mustard is an underrated condiment, in my humble opinion.
Yes. So app development and condiments, directed by Rob Schrab. It is written by the triumvirate of Dan Harmon, Jordan Bloom, and Parker Dye. It originally aired March 6, 2014. And as is often the case, we begin in the study room.
Yeah, so the Zave Greendale committee is just finishing up a meeting about adding grass to the soccer field. When Jeff talks about, oh, we're going to have a dinner on Tuesday, he didn't invite Shirley because he knows she has Elijah's karate practice. And so as people are wont to do when you're in a group setting, everyone's like, oh, well, let's change it. Wait, what about Wednesday? Can we do Wednesday? But Jeff says, listen, it's just dinner. We don't need to move things around. It's okay if one of us is not going to be there. And Shirley, being Shirley, gets a bit like, oh, you don't even want me there. Like, very manipulative in her ways. And Jeff calls her out for it.
Yes. He didn't even invite her. He didn't even invite her. And then he's saying Shirley is being manipulative. Is she? I mean,
she's
in this moment, is she being manipulative or is she like being genuinely like, what the hell, man? You didn't invite me? Because I kind of feel I'm really team Shirley on this one. Like, you can still invite Shirley.
Extend the invite, even if you know. I think the courteous move is to say, hey, Shirley, listen, we're going to get together for dinner. I know you usually have Elijah's karate practice, but if anything comes up and if you want to come, this is the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the move. Because you don't need to move plans just for one person.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Extend the invite.
The outreach when they're all this tight together, I feel like that feels bad. But they don't have a lot of time to get into this argument, Jess, because they've got a new thing that they're about to get obsessed with. They have some new technology is about to drop.
Yeah, so Jammy Pow comes in.
Jammy Pow. Have you heard of Jammy Pow before? Is this the first with Jammy Pow?
This is new.
Okay.
And the guys want to beta test their social media app, Meow Meow Beans.
Uh-huh.
And so it lets you say how much you like, who you like, when you like, all from the standard non-Boost mobile phone.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, what did you think about the way Dean introduced us? And so Dean gets 5 meow meow beans.
Yeah, because he's very good at rolling out the red carpet, the Dean is.
Yeah.
So, you know, now we've got a system with which we can rate each other. We can give each other a 0 to 5 meow meow beans. Yeah. And Professor Hickey has an existential crisis. Hickey says, you know, I could. He looks like he's about to cry. His face is like falling apart. He goes, I fought for this country, and I know you don't get to pick and choose the parts you fight for, but I know, before we cut to the credits, there is a large piece of me where my heart is with Hickey here to some extent. Social media, a double-edged sword, if ever there was one, Jess, I do believe.
Yeah, I think there's a part of me, especially as I get older, it becomes bigger and bigger, that is just old man shakes fist at sky.
Uh-huh.
And that is who Hickey is in his core being. And I greatly relate to him sometimes, especially this moment where he's just like, he is so borderline saying, I'm too old for this shit. Like he's so close to saying it.
Yes.
But I love how he gets sucked in later. I can't wait, because
it's addictive. You put a smartphone in front of a small child now and they can hack the mainframe, you know, like our brains are like oddly designed for this stuff when you expose it for too long, and it's kind of terrifying, and it's also kind of great. It's somewhere in between, and frankly, just that's how I have felt about the meow meow beans this entire time, right?
You very love hate them.
it's a little more hate than love. Like the meow meow beans make me so nervous. There's nothing that I do on a podcast on a regular basis that makes me more nervous than upsetting people with my community building scores. So to finally get to this moment where we have the meow meow beans in the meow meow beans episode, I'm nervous. I'm excited. Yeah. I feel like it carries a lot of weight, Jess. So I have complicated feelings as we push deeper into this podcast.
So it is now day one of implementation of Meow Meow Beans.
Yes.
Starburns is carrying Garrett's books. Garrett has 3 meow meow beans, and Starburns only has 2.
Yes.
And Abed loves this, of course, because he says it takes everything subjective and unspoken about human interaction and reduces it to explicit objective numbers. I've never felt more alive.
Never felt more alive. He is living for this world of ones and zeros. This is the language that he, no one is going to be happier to be a one than Abed by the end of this thing. Truly no one. Chang, meanwhile, is already a 5. First 5 on the board is Chang, who is walking around, limping around, Jess.
Yeah.
He had sat on a toilet for so long that his feet fell asleep, and it got him Meow Meow Beans sympathy points from everybody, so he's just continuing to do it. It is so great. It's so great.
Chang. It's so perfect for like he could have been doing anything, but the fact that the show is like, nah, he was, because you know, listen, this jives perfectly with Chang.
Yes.
Where like, you know, he's that teacher. We've all done it. We've all been here where you're like, I'm just going to go in the bathroom for like 10 minutes just to get away from it all.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And you could just see him as somebody sits on the toilet for too long. And
way too long. He's there for like 45 minutes. He's like read like 2 chapters of a book. He's done like some DMing with people. He read an article. He wordled. and like, he's like, oh, wait, I have to get back to it. And now his feet are dead tired. Not speaking from experience. This has never happened to me. Don't try this at home. Or so at school or work.
Yeah, so he's limping. Jeff comes into his office and sees Hickey trying on hats.
Yeah.
Because hats get meow meow beans.
Yeah, if you can't kill it, join it. Yeah.
When you get older, you're going to see the warning signs. Mark Zuckerberg is Fidel Castro in flip-flops.
Zuckerberg is Castro in flip-flops is absurd. He says that Meow Meow Beans is going to make East Berlin look like Woodstock. You mark my word. So he's like gearing up for war.
Yeah.
He may as well get entrenched if this is the war. He did not ask for this war, but he has been summoned, Jess.
Yeah. Britta says, I like the idea at first, but the rating system is exponentially rated. So the more meow meow beans you have, the more your rating matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's getting very upset about this. She has mustard on her face.
Yeah. It's really sad. I feel like this is, you know, this is like sort of like the man, we're really being mean to Britta from a writing perspective. And yet again, Gillian Jacobs is so funny with it. Like she really leans into the mustard in the way that Hickey is leaning into the beans.
And she gets her, like, there's a comeuppance at the end that I feel like, okay, I do love this. Like the way it just goes full circle with Britta is amazing.
Yes.
And so she makes this big speech after she wipes her mouth off. And everybody immediately just trashes her rating. She is abysmal. And so Jeff says, you were more effective with mustard on your lip.
Yes. He has taken that into account. Meanwhile, here comes Shirley. Shirley is like the queen of Meow Meow Beans. The Meow Meow Queens is walking into the cafeteria. Everybody is Team Shirley, except Vicky gives her 4 Meow Meow Beans. And what is Shirley? She's like,
thank you, Vicky, for your four
Meow Meow Beans. And now people just start review bombing Vicky. And Jeff recognizes what Shirley is doing immediately. Game respects game, Jess.
Yeah, he knows her number, right? And this isn't, I think what I love about this episode so much is it does play off of a lot of the Jeff Shirley relationship, where they have had times where they're antagonistic towards one another. And yet I feel like when they get along, it's so wonderful. And so to have them kind of at odds with each other this episode is just magnificent. Of course, Annie loves the Meow Meow Bean. She loves like the structure of it. She's like, makes sense to me. I'm going to help Shirley. And, this is typical Annie behavior. And this is when Brittany yells, screw your Meow Meow Beans.
Screw your Meow Meow Beans.
That's your one talking.
That's your one talking. man. Yeah, I feel like I am a one when it comes to the Meow Meow Beans specifically. I'm Team Britta here. Mm-hmm. Aaron in the chat, I love my 4 from Vicky. So good. So Jeff's going to blow this whole thing up. He's going to infiltrate the Meow Meow Beans scene. He's going to become a 5 and he is going to eradicate Meow Meow Beans forever. Yeah. And Britta with the mustard on the face is just kind of left behind to sort of wonder what's coming next.
Yeah. Day 2. Jeff already has a group following him. Mm-hmm. It's like very bro heavy. So I'm like, 2 cups. And she's like, what? And I'm like, 2 cups, balls back, tops off. All right. Trent, Mulch, Dave, Herpy, Clutch, Dirt Mouth, Rope, Tingles, Catwoman, Steve, keep it floppy. Haul it, ball it, never call it. Girls are objects.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So Jeff has been red pilled, I believe is the term. Is that right? I don't know if I'm using that right.
Is that like a Matrix thing?
Has he been like red beaned? I don't know, but he's clearly gone. He's gone a certain direction in order to get the clout that he is after, Jess. Yeah.
I want to be called Mulch. Uh-huh. It's just like such a choice nickname.
You want to be called Mulch. Is that right?
I just
right?
feel like it would give me a certain cred.
Did I call you Mulch on the podcast Mulch. For the rest of the time and see if it fits?
Mulch feels like actually, you know what Mulch feels like? It feels like what a detective would be called.
Yeah, Mulch is definitely a detective name, I think, more than like a podcaster. Mulch is a landscaping supply. It's layer of material applied to the surface of soil. Does that accurately describe how you feel about yourself, Jess?
I like dirt. I feel like I'm earthy. I'm relatable. Okay. I'm down to earth.
All right, Mulch. I'm down.
Down to Mulch.
Here we go, Mulch. Let's keep it going.
But what floppy, doesn't Mulch. Work is keep it floppy. That doesn't work.
No.
But Jeff immediately tosses his hat. His Meow Meow Beans are on the rise.
Uh-huh.
And Abed says, well, the 5s choose the AC setting.
Yeah. So they get to dictate the temperature in the room.
Yes. And so this is when Jeff is like, why is everyone wearing gray? Mm-hmm. And Abed explains that 3s and 2s wear neutral colors. Looking like you want to move up can get you moved down.
Yeah. If there's something about trying too hard and the algorithm rejects you, this is a real thing where you're like, oh, my content's really good. But when I tweet out my content, I get no likes. But when I tweet out a dumb joke about Survivor, I get. Oh, sorry. I just like went into a fugue state.
It's so triggering.
So sorry. So sorry. Very sorry. I apologize.
Keep it floppy,
I'm
Josh.
I'm back,
Keep
Mulch.
It floppy.
I'm back, Mulch. Mulch, I'm back.
But Abed is loving this. He's learning how to make small talk now. Mm-hmm. And Shirley comes in with her posse. She has like a full blown posse behind her.
Yeah.
This is so good. You know what you're doing. I'm watching you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She knows. And he's talking trash back to her. And so we're in like, this is not really typically the Jeff and Shirley dynamic such as we've gotten it before, but I actually think it's a really good riff on Shirley and Jeff's relationship, that the two of them are able to like be this adversarial because, as we've established, there are so many ways in which they actually are really alike.
Yeah.
And it's been a minute, and like the show has never really done, I think, as much service to this as they could have done. But when we do get Jeff and Shirley content, by and large, I think it's really fun. This is really good, the two of them at war with each other.
Yeah. I think it's helped by the fact that not many people are willing to call Shirley out on how she can be passive aggressive and manipulative, but Jeff is, because he has the clout and the power to do so, right? He's willing to call her out on it, and she doesn't like it very much when he does.
Yeah.
And I think she, in a very similar manner, is willing to call him out, right?
Yeah.
She is someone who is, right? I think she's the same age as him. And so I think there is that kind of level of kind of respect and disrespect back and forth.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think anytime the show does Jeff and Shirley content, it is always good. I'm
it
thinking foosball.
Yeah.
I'm thinking all the way back to Tiny Nipples, you know, think about the origins, their origin story.
we go back a ways with all this stuff. So time passes, as it often does, and suddenly it's day 8.
Yeah. Starburns has a food cart. Mm-hmm. He is trying to go into the study room, but Leonard stops him from entering. He has snacks for the fives, but he's only a 2. He's wearing the gray jumpsuit.
Yes.
Annie tells Leonard to let him in. All the fives are in white robes.
Yeah.
You'll notice Annie is wearing like a blue kind of outfit.
So she's a 4. She's like in an advisory capacity.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
She's very little fingery, is what I would say.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
And Hickey is wearing a birthday hat and eating cake.
Yeah.
No one will vote down someone's on their birthday.
No one's going to vote you down on your birthday. Okay. So he's wearing a hat, eating cake. Coogler. Here comes Coogler. Mitch Hurwitz showing up. This is such a strange thing. It's so odd to have. Did you know this is the creator of Arrested Development?
Truly did not. No.
Yeah.
Normally not an actor? Is he normally more behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so anyway. That's what I think him as. But gosh, Coogler's both awful and kind of incredible at the same time as like an ingredient in this episode, because this is like sort of there's a type of influencer, right? I think like there's a lot of different types of influencers that are getting broadsided in this episode. There's like the influencer who is kind of just like a totally ridiculous person, like an utterly like an absurdity, somebody who is so absurd that they cannot possibly be real, and that is how they get all the clout that they get. But underneath it all, they're sort of like a shallow butt face. And I think that that's Coogler. I think Coogler is that type. Coogler would be verified on Meow Meow Beans for sure. Blue check mark for Coogler. He may have had to pay for it, though.
Yeah, Coogler is the type that like gets canceled a year after being really famous and you're not surprised at all. He's someone who you find out is like really rude to people in restaurants and wait staff. And you're like, yeah, that's not surprising.
Yeah. He went to Balthazar and berated the whole wait staff, James Corden style. I do think that that is the thing. And he'll never be allowed back into Balthazar and thus cannot have those tasty French fries anymore. Balthazar, great French fries. Fancy restaurant in New York City. If you're ever in town, maybe go. This podcast not brought to you by Balthazar. So we see like the full roster of the fives. Chang is held in. He's still fully in.
He has like crutches at this point.
Yes.
Like, cause he's limping is really working for him.
Yes.
So ridiculous.
Abed is a 5. He hates being a 5. Why doesn't he do something to get himself out of being a 5 then, Jess?
I think Abed is the type where he hates the fame, but because he hates the fame, people love him. So he gets more famous.
Yeah.
So anything he does is seen as like, oh my gosh, Abed, like all the hipsters are like, oh my gosh, Abed, look at you revolutionizing. What a trendsetter. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, that tracks for me that he's like successful despite himself, despite his investment in all of this.
Yeah. So Annie is the one who is giving an update to Shirley. As longtime first time says in the chat, all the fours wear headsets.
Uh-huh,
so you'll notice like Dean is a four as well. She says a few twos broke into a supply closet and stole a box of peanut butter. The futurization of the campus decor is almost complete. And a few hours ago, Jeff Winger became a four.
That's nice.
Yeah, the way Shirley says that's nice is like so evil. And this is just the brilliance of Yvette Nicole Brown, that she takes two words and can twist them to her, like, she's amazing. With what she can do with two single words.
She's very, very good. So here we go. We see that Britta has become a two. She is a two. She's in the tuna form. She's got two duties. And she is going to be a pro. Oh, well, yeah, I just connected that mulch. Okay, got that.
All I wanted to say was tooties. Tooties. She said she's wearing the tuna form.
Tooties is also a very short way of saying two duties in every way. Little tooties. So Brit is a tootie. And she is being approached by Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job. I'm assuming you don't know that this is Tim and Eric mulch. This is not your wheelhouse.
Nope.
But seeing Tim and Eric roll into town, I think like kind of like finally officially cements like, okay, well, this show is of a certain time period. Like we're in the early to mid 2010s. We are like, this is prime Tim and Eric time, I feel like, for the Adult Swim crowd. Their comedy is decisively not for everybody. I'm often tremendously tickled because I'm a very strange person by Tim and Eric. So seeing Tim and Eric saunter down the hall in this, like, these really like flamboyant getups as the fours, are like coming to be like, oh, little girl, like just like very like sassy and sneaky. Yeah. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Like, she's not supposed to be there. And so Jeff has to come in as a fellow four and say, so he's escorting her, and they're like, oh, he's new beans.
New beans.
And so there's the whole campus is sectioned off now, so there's different rules for different levels. And Jeff is having an issue. He cannot break a four because it requires the fives giving him a high score, because as we know, they have more influence, their scores carry more weight.
Britt is the one who gives him the news about the talent show that's coming up, and that if he is able to succeed at the talent show with everybody watching, then perhaps, just perhaps, you could tell everyone this isn't a democracy and this is tyranny. And Jeff's like, no, I think that this is going to be where I can become a five. This is secretly what he is planning at this moment in time. He also wants Britta to put some mustard on her face so he can take her more seriously.
And this is when one of the fours enters the office. Is this
Tim.
One of Tim or Eric?
Okay, it's Tim. Tim. It's Tim.
Tim enters the office. And he says,
I'll keep your secret, new beans.
I loved him. Unreal. Two once. Matthew, he was my everything, but numbers change.
I'll keep your secret, new beans. unbelievable. My Tim and Eric loving heart was full.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So we go to the talent show, and there's like some stick juggling going on, all other sorts of weirdness. And Dean, of course, is like stage managing. Is Dean part of the Meow Meow Beans?
Dean is a four because he is wearing colorful clothing and has a headset.
Okay, cool.
So he is fully immersed. If there's like one teeny tiny nitpick, it's like, I wish we got to see more of the Dean's experience and like how he adapted in this environment to become a four.
Yes.
But I still had to get out. I'm going to warn you. I still gave him really high meow meow beans.
Sure.
Because of this one line.
Yeah.
Says, fives have lives, fours have chores, threes have fleas, twos have blues, and ones don't get a rhyme because they're garbage.
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah.
it's so ridiculous because it feels very much of like, when you're a kid and it's like, one is the worst, two is the best, third is the one with the hairy chest or something.
What is that what they say?
No. Oh, first is the worst, second is the best, third is the one with the hairy chest.
Okay.
Or treasure chest. It depended on where you lived, I think.
Who is? So we see that people are getting knocked down by the fives. Shirley is really like the empress here.
Well, and they have those like very early 2000s wristbands that hold your phones.
Yes.
And then they just type things on them.
Yes. It is like very much a future that you would imagine in that period of time.
Yeah.
So the fives have spoken. This is one of the security officers who is what? He's a two or a three?
So the security officer, I believe, is probably either a three or a four.
Okay.
But he immediately gets ejected down to a one.
Yeah, because he can't do public speaking.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't do public speaking, but he gets dragged off. Yeah. He has been named a one. I would follow a spinoff about that guy in this world and like his rise back to the top. It feels very Gladiator.
What the ones are up to. That's what I want to know. Because they get ejected. What are they doing?
Yeah, where are they? Jeff does a stand-up routine and it goes over rather well, Jess.
Yeah, it's all about how like twos love apples. And then he like ends the thing with like, but how about those apples?
Uh-huh.
And like everybody flips out.
What's with the twos and the apples? It's just fruit. Yeah, this like really goes very well. Is there an apple up there? What else is going on up here? Coogler loves this.
So he stands before Shirley is able to rate him.
Yes. Shirley's like gonna like just like give Jeff a spite score, feels like. I've been there. Certainly know what that's all about. Coogler is gonna leapfrog her though and give him the five, and then like momentum shifts and Jeff becomes a five.
Right, because Shirley can't go against the grain, right? She is all about like people pleasing to be able to stay a five.
Mm-hmm.
And so once the tide has shifted in the direction of giving Jeff a five,
She doesn't have a choice. She has to live with it. Britta's like bitterly disappointed in Jeff because she thought that he was going to get up there and like decry the entirety of Meow Meow Beans, but instead he just wielded it to get him into the five. But he's insisting that he's just going to get deeper into it. He's going to get deeper into it. I'm going to blow this whole thing open. He's a celebrity now. He's like a hero to the people. Garrett wants a photo. He's going to tell his kids about it. I admire your optimism, Garrett. That's so mean. Meow meow means. Very mean.
I also love the crowd chanting, we approve. We approve. Meow meow. Mm-hmm. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. Oh
so
my gosh.
But I do love Britta saying, oh, you think this system's going to last forever? I'm going to free people's minds. I'm a psych major. Words are my weapons.
Weapons are my weapons.
Yeah, I love that
horrifying
guy.
Horrifying retort. I'm a psych major. Words are my weapons. I'm going to free people's minds. Britta is an icon.
Of course.
An absolute queen. So the Fives are doing this like very strange sci-fi ceremonial dance that like the cultists do. So it's like very culty, and they've got like these little like light bulby balloons on their wrists.
Yeah. And I love Jeff trying to talk to Abed while he does it. And he's like, if you talk to me, I don't remember the moves. I need to concentrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's struggling.
Yeah.
Shirley calls out Jeff that you've manipulated your way to the top, Jeffrey.
Yeah. And he says, no one ever knows what you're talking about because you never say what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Britta is trying to talk sense into the Threes. They're not listening. And so then she takes Starburn sandwich, rubs mustard on her face, and makes a speech rallying the troops.
Is Starburns wearing his insane outfit yet? At this point, that's later, right?
That's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once Britta is the mother of ones, that is when he changes.
And that's a reference to a movie I've never seen, but it is like an iconic image. Even if you've never seen it, I should check this out at some point in time. It's a blind spot. It's a Sean Connery movie from the 70s, Zardoz. Mm-hmm. Where if you look up right now, Jess, if you want to Google this, Sean Connery Zardoz, Z-A-R-D-O-Z. You will see where Starburns got his inspiration from.
Wow.
Never seen it. Long time, first time in the chat just declared Zardoz. Should we check this out? Should we do a Zardoz movie club at some point in time? Could be fun.
It is full of thigh-high boots. Like, there is a braid. There's so much happening with this outfit. It takes a very secure person to rock this outfit.
Looks, you know,
I will say.
Five beans for sure.
I did not realize that was what this was based off of. So there you go.
Long time, first time when I asked, should we do a movie club about it? We hear absolutely no. So, okay. We shouldn't do it.
It's horrifying looking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And so this is when Shirley and Jeff are arguing. Jeff says the system doesn't measure who is nice. And yet, the entire rest of the Fives are like, you know what? You're both being terrible.
You're behaving poorly. You're acting poorly. So you both get ones. They've been banished to the Outlands. They're being sent into the outskirts of Greendale. And as this is happening, the Threes, under Britta's leadership, storm the gates and begin a revolution.
Go Britta.
Go Britta.
Yeah.
Yes. She's getting rid of the beans. So she's coming in to try and fix this situation. Meanwhile, outside, now that they're on the outside of all of this, Shirley and Jeff are able to get back on message.
Yeah. And when they walk outside, I do love that there's like barbed wire on one of those one of those like car
like roadblocks. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they realize that they both
it's
do
very desolate looking. Yeah.
Yeah. They both love control, and that is why they're like at odds here. Yep. And so they do get back on the same page. And this is when Starburns comes out in the Zardoz outfit.
Yeah.
And he says, Britta is the mother of the ones.
The mother of ones.
Yeah.
This is a perfect title for Britta.
Is this pre Game of Thrones?
No,
2014?
Game of Thrones is happening.
Okay, so Khaleesi
is
already a thing.
We were making fun of Game of Thrones last week on the show. So Khaleesi is absolutely a thing. All this is a thing. She is like being touted as the Daenerys Targaryen of Greendale Community College. Yeah. That didn't work out so great for one of them. I hope for better for the Mother of Ones the deeper we get into this thing.
Yeah, and so she's like at the top of the bleachers. She has on a beret.
Oh my god! Yeah.
All Fives must be cleansed of their five filth and reduced to oneness.
Reduced to oneness. Abed is now a one. He has never been happier. He has never been happier than he has than he is right now, having been reduced to oneness. And Jeff shows up and he's trying to like bust this thing open that there's still a five among us. And Britta says that can't be possible. We just reduced all of the Fives to oneness about 5 minutes ago. So all this has happened over the course of 5 minutes, which is another reason time moves differently at Greendale Community College for sure. Jeff says that it's the app that has five stars.
Yeah.
That the app has lied to us, used us, judged us, yet exempts itself from judgment. And I'm pretty sure it's selling our information to spammers because I'm getting a lot more email. And trust me, my penis needs no enlargement, says Jeff Winger. Unbelievably incredible.
He convinces everyone to delete the app. And then he says, also, it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Just in school.
Yes.
And Britta tries to tell them all to stop because now she finally has power. She rubs more mustard on her face, but no one listens to her, of course.
No. So the dean tells everybody, forget what happened over the last speaker. Forget what happened over the last few days. Jeff's going to invite Shirley for takeout in the study room. She's thrilled about this. And Starburn still has a few days left on his Zardo's rental. So he's going to keep rocking it for a little while. Very fun. Very fun.
Yeah. And then we get our end credit scene, which is just a commercial for the Coogler.
It's a commoosh for the Coog. Yeah. Mulch, you're behind on this. I'm ahead.
I just don't think I get it. I think I don't get it. Because I don't understand.
The production quality is great. It's like kind of like sending up these like John Hughes 80s, like, you know, kid in high school is a real troublemaker. Like, I feel like the Coogler being immortalized in this way, I think is pretty fun.
I mean, I'll give it because we're going to be split. I'll give it the ahead because it's
pass
like,
or fail. So like for me, like it's definitely a pass for sure.
It's fine.
It doesn't have to be for you. It's just it's a problem because we don't have a tiebreaker.
Yeah, no, I'll give it the ahead.
Yeah.
It's just like it's the I do like the man, the myth, the Coogler.
The Coogler.
Like that the ending there. So that sounds some good qualities.
So let's do some feedback. Long time, first time with the high praise for this episode. Long time, first time says, I know I'm not unique here, but this is my absolute favorite episode of the entire show. Wow. You know the whole best episode, favorite episode dichotomy? I believe Remedial Chaos Theory is the best, but this one is hands down my favorite. I put it on anytime I need a pick-me-up. I love the costumes and set decoration. I grew up watching sci-fi movies like Logan's Run, Soylent Green, Andromeda Strain. So this one takes me all the way home. It's just so well done. Everybody's ratings make sense for their characters. The reasons the fives are fives is justified for each of them. I can't even expect to make word salad. I can't even say word salad, apparently. David and Bixel, Tim and Eric, New Beans, Coogler, Zardos. All I know is it's my birthday. great feedback. Great feedback from long time, first time. This comes our way from Christina.
Christina says, Christina is writing in. She waited until this episode.
Christina says, I've been waiting for you to cover this episode since the first PSR recap. I love this episode. In my opinion, it's the best episode of the entire series because this is exactly what would happen at Greendale following the introduction of an innocent, stupid, meow-based app. The fact that it takes 3 days for Greendale to utterly devolve into an apocalyptic caste system, the futuristic music and costumes, which are both amazing and cheap looking, Britta's proof that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Where they ultimately got me, though, is the inaugural fancy future dance. How did Jeff know it right away?
He does know it.
It harkens back to a dance that has been taught in secret for generations, aspirationally learned, but not encouraged by the village elders. This comes from Jank. Jank says, I love everything about the episode. The app developers beta testing on a college campus was something happening a lot at that time, with Yik Yak being big when this episode released before being shut down for getting out of control. The 50s sci-fi kitsch is extremely my jam. Mitch Hurwitz's Coogler is the perfect mix-up to keep the episode extra fresh, and there's some real exploration of social issues at the heart of the episode, but it is really light-handed with the commentary, letting viewers think about it for themselves rather than bludgeoning them over the head Black Mirror style. Yeah, this episode's great. Really great. And I things were a little bumpy for these past two episodes that we had that we, I think for reasons clearly combined, it made a lot of sense to do that, Jess, not just for our schedules, but also you know, let's just get through that. And here we are. And it's like season five is still just absolutely amazing as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's do our meow meow beans. I was waiting to get through the recap before I did mine because I just wanted to go through it. I wanted to reset some stuff for me. So I'm finalizing that if you want to go first.
Yeah. Mine are very simple this week. Everyone got either a 4.5 or a 5.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 4.5
area. Can you do half points on a meow meow bean?
In the show, yeah, you see people that get halves. Like,
there were
like
people with like a 4.3 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think they got it. I think it's by halves. Uh-huh. I think that's only halves because you'll see like half a cat, you know?
Half a cat. Yeah, you don't want half cat. You want full cat. Full cat or no, unless it's cat dog.
Then you know, maybe, then you definitely want half a cat.
Yeah, then you want half cat. Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, so on the 4.5s, the people that just didn't stick out to me as much. So we have Chang, Annie, and Abed are all 4.5s because they have their bits are very funny when they're there, but they're not the ones like leading the charge, in my opinion. And then I gave Shirley, Britta, and Jeff all 5s. I think they have very important roles in this episode. They kill me. I think the Jeff and Shirley of it all, it's just so brilliant. It's everything. I love that, like, it's one of those things that we keep coming back to it. Yes. You know, we keep coming back to this, like, rivalry, love-hate relationship. And it always knocks it out of the park every time they're together on screen. Yes. Britta, just like the fact that Britta is leading the uprising and then, of course, wants all of the power for herself and loses it is just so perfect. And Dean, I gave a 5 because I can't help but stand the ones don't get it right because they're garbage.
It's very funny.
So he gets a 5 as well. So everyone's very high, but I just think that like everyone is kind of used perfectly in this episode. I had to set apart the Jeff, Britta, and Shirley, of course, with the 5s, but everyone is wonderful in this episode.
Okay, so here's what I'm doing. Normally for these types of episodes where like this is like a near perfect episode or a perfect episode, like I'll just be lazy and give 5s, but I wanted to put some thought into this.
Okay.
I wanted to put some thought into, because it is the Meow Meow Beans episode.
It is.
So I feel like I should put some thought into the Meow Meow Beans. I'm nervous. I hope I did this right. I wanted to do right by the characters based on the episode.
Okay.
And so like the scores are not necessarily going to reflect how I actually felt about
them.
You're
going
to
give them their level of meow meows.
Yeah, by and large, I am. So Abed's going to get a 1. He's never been happier to be a 1. So let's give Abed a 1 here and make him really happy right now. Britta is the mother of ones. I want to be clear that Britta was like beyond a 5 for me in this episode.
Yeah.
But when you're giving her the title Mother of Ones, I feel like I have to go with it. I have to give Britta a 1 as well. So the Mother of Ones is on the board. I don't think we have any 2s or 3s among the rest of the cast.
No. Nope.
Cool. Okay, great. So Dean's a 4. Yep. Annie's a 4. They're part of the 4s. I feel like that really does fit
that
their
actually
characters.
Reflects where they should be probably.
Their support staff. The next easy ones, Shirley and Chang are 5s. They stayed 5s all the way through.
Yep.
I guess Shirley got brought down to a 1 by the end of it.
But she's a 5 for like
really
most
also
of the
if
time.
We were doing it like that, then everybody's a 1 ultimately. Yeah. Which is not what I want to do on this episode. So Shirley and Chang are 5s. And then my question is Jeffrey. My question is Jeffrey.
He starts off doing nothing, and then he eventually becomes a 4, and then he becomes a 5.
Yes, and so he ultimately rises to 5, but he is a 4, and I feel like I think I want to keep him there.
You want to keep him where he was with New Beans.
Well, what I want to do is I do want to authentically like take a meow meow point away from someone for like an offense that you would take a meow meow point away for someone. And I think that his rudeness to Shirley in not inviting her to dinner in the first place and getting us into this jam to begin with is worth taking a meow meow bean away from him. So I am going to give Jeffrey Winger 4 meow meow beans. So to reset it, I've got Britta and Abed are 1s. The mother of 1s is officially on the board as a 1, but she is secretly a 5. Then we go to 4s with Dean and Annie, and Jeffrey is going to be a 4 as well. The first of the 5s is Chang. He was the first 5 of the episode. And then the queen of the 5s is Shirley Bennett. So Shirley is getting a 5. And you are doing a lot of math on the fly.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Have some movement now. With you, got to look at number 1. I think that's.
Oh my god!
Got to look at number 1.
Yes. Okay. So here's what happens as a result of these meow meow beans. Bringing it up in 7th place is the Dean with 64.5 meow meow deans. In 6th, it is Britta with 78 meow meow beans, taking a very severe penalty for being
it's all your
the
fault.
Mother of ones. It's definitely my fault. And then from 5 to 1, it is everybody is within a point or a point and a half of each other. It is Shirley with 81. Abed is tied at 81. We have a 2-way tie for 2nd place. Jeff and Annie at 81.5 apiece for the first time ever. For the very first time, Mulch. Look at this. Who's that at the top of the season 5 yep. character rankings with 82.5 meow meow beans? It is indeed Ben Chiang. It makes my heart sore.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. He's had a really good season.
He's had an amazing season.
And like, you know, I'm not a big Chiang fan. I am rating as fairly as I possibly can. And I did give him a 4.5 because I think they're utilizing him perfectly.
I think this is justice for your bad score for Chiang last week, to be honest with you.
Bad score for Chiang. I do think that this is proof that we don't need both Pierce and Chiang, right?
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. Yeah, yeah. I think so too. Like in terms of like who's the deplorable.
Exactly.
And Chiang is deplorable in a different way.
He's not that bad this season. Like he's still doing terrible things, but they're not as terrible as he's done in the past. So it feels like, wow, this is a new Chiang.
He's trying. I do think.
And like the fact that he's like a 5 when he's just like, because he found that limping gets him pity beans is so funny. I think the bear down for midterms.
He filled my heart. He did an incredible one man show for an auditorium filled with ghosts. He was highly celebrated. He definitely got 5 meow meow beans during that performance, for sure. Big representation for Chiang. Love to see it. If this continues, I'll be thrilled. If it doesn't, I will never forget that Chiang was the character ranking leader in the Meow Meow Beans episode. Yeah. As Bram in the chat is saying, all hail Chiang the Conqueror is in.
And we're 8 episodes into a 13 episode season. So it's certainly possible he could be the leader of this board here.
Okay, so the Dean's list. Hickey is going to win this thing without any further help.
It is hilarious to me that he puts on a birthday hat and he's eating cake and that's what gets him 5 beans.
Yes.
It's so funny. And I'm so sorry. I didn't know who Tim and Eric were. So it's not something that was like for me. It was for sure. Nothing.
I feel like I don't want to like. There's part of me that like I want to give Tim and Eric a point just to make sure that they're on the board. And they didn't make me laugh so hard. But there's so many great guest performances this week. Hickey would really be on that list for me. But I think he's got 7 points, and the closest to him is the polygraph woman with 2 points. Right. So like Hickey's gonna win the Dean's list. He'll be with us for the ride. I'd like to give a fighting chance to somebody who deserves it in this episode and put them on the board for the first time all season. I don't believe that he is on the board yet. And he's had a really fun season. So I'm going to call Star Burns Star Beans this week. And Star Burns is going to be now Star Deans, as he shall get my Dean's list point for the confidence with which he rocked that attire.
Fair enough. I applaud that. I don't know
if this is like, you know, is this my favorite episode of Community? I think that I have others, but I loved this episode of Community greatly as we're going to the cool system. And it's a very easy 4 for me, this episode of Community. I think for me, like there was like a certain amount of like me knowing what I knew made me feel like, all right, well, this is probably going to be like exactly what I expect. And in some ways it was. And then in other ways, like you can't really be prepared for some of the set design, some of the jokes. This is just a really terrific episode of the show. Is very easily delivered here.
Yeah, it's such a good example of like Community taking a small thing and just making an entire world for it. World building done in a 22-minute episode of television, including the set design. Like, I think this is one of those episodes where on a rewatch, it's so rewarding because you can really take in every small detail. And of course it's a 4. Of course it's a 4 for me. It is so funny. It's excellent. It brought us the meow meow beans that we use every week here on Community Building. I love this episode. It has great Jeff Shirley content. It has great Shirley content, which we are starved for. Of course a 4 for me.
Stacey in the chat saying justice for Coogler for the Dean's list, with apologies. I think I'll keep it at Starburns for myself. Audience score 3.79 cools from the audience. So a little bit of division on this one, perhaps. Are there like people who are like, it was good, but it wasn't like quite as good as I thought?
That's what it is. It's most people are very high on it. A few people just like not as high, which of course brings the score down. Again, always time to send in your scores, community@poacherrecaps.com. If you're in our patron Discord, you could always just tag me with your score and I will enter it in. More ratings we have, the less each number is weighted. That's how math works.
That's friends. What I've been told. That's math. What I've been told. Mulch.
Yeah. So with 3.93 overall, which puts this one in fourth, which isn't,
is wild. Yeah. I'm going to have to pull up season three stuff. Let me look at the season three finale document real quick here. Just to verify this thing that I'm feeling right now. Okay. So season three is often, is it season three or season two that
season
people
two
think?
Is considered the best season.
Okay.
Usually.
So season three's top four episodes here on Community Building are all in the 3.9s is what I am seeing. There is an immense amount of episodes in the 3.9s or higher for season two. So season two is still the highest rated of all of the seasons. But season five is competitive with season three thus far. It has four with 3.9s or higher. It has one that is just at the door with 3.87.
Yeah.
Season five is awesome. This is a great season of TV.
And especially when you think, a lot of times what I'll say, because Parks and Rec and The Office are often, compared to one another. Sure. They're both office workplace mockumentaries.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will say a lot of times I rate Parks and Rec higher because there are more good episodes of Parks and Rec when you average it out. How many episodes does The Office have and how many are trash versus Parks and Rec that has less episodes and most of them are pretty good?
Yeah.
Season five of Community has that going for it where it's only 13 episodes. And for this many bangers to be in a 13 episode season of a show, it's really impressive how many knock it out of the park.
Very happy with it. I hope the streak continues as we are going to be getting into season five, episode nine next week, Jess. VCR maintenance and educational publishing.
Yeah, this one has, I will say, it has a very iconic moment in it.
Okay.
I think it's a fun one. I don't think you're going to be
over the moon.
Yeah. I think it's fun. I don't think it's on the level of the Meow Meow Beans of it all. But it is a fun one, and it has a very funny moment that I think you'll get a kick out of.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. We'll be back next week talking about that one. In the meantime, we'll be here on Post Show Recaps talking about so many things. The Last of Us is a big priority here on the PSR network. I'm podcasting about it in the Versus series, where we're talking about Station 11 alongside it. Jess, I know you and Zed are playing The Last of Us for the very first time. That podcast has been really, really fun, and that is going to continue here. What else is going on with you in the podcasting world, and what kind of shit have the 90s taught you recently?
Yes, of course. The 90s are always teaching me about Dawson's Creek. Lately we're in a bad place where the show has made bad decisions, but that's okay because we still have a ton of fun talking about it all the time. And yeah, I'm really enjoying playing The Last of Us. I struggle to not play more of it every week because I just want to continue.
Yeah.
But I will say, I feel like I'm improving. I'm getting pretty good.
You've been saying this every week. I feel like you're getting better and better. Yeah.
My shots are pretty spot on. I'm upgrading my guns. Shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm really doing a good job. I'm learning how to use my favorite, not to spoil anything, but my favorite was what are those things, a blowtorch gun? Mm-hmm. I don't remember what
flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
Yeah.
I lit up a bloater and it was just my husband was watching and I think he was impressed. I think he was impressed with the, I went for it. I ran up to that thing and I was
love to see this. We love to blowtorch a bloater here on Post Show Recaps.
Yeah.
This is a thing that we definitely are down with. So The Last of Us continues. Community Building continues. We'll be back next week with season five, episode nine. Until then, everybody, I rate you all 5 Meow Meow Beans apiece. Corey Beans, take us away.
This is a show in season 5. If I could...
Baba Booey.
Shut up, Leonard.
Wiggler and Jess, here till it ends. Meet it to pass or fail Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline makes you say...
Touché.
Community. Here to stay.
Unsubscribe.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club.
computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.